This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Air travel is one of the biggest sources of global carbon emissions. And while a steep drop in flying during the pandemic cut aviation emissions in half, as demand bounces back, so does the environmental impact. The aviation industry has proven much harder to wean from fossil fuels than, say, ground transportation, where viable alternatives are increasingly available. But that may be changing. Alaska Airlines and Microsoft have announced a new partnership with a carbon capture startup called 12 that's developed a process to convert CO2 into sustainable jet fuel. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
When it comes to cars and trucks, the sustainable future is all about going electric. Take out internal combustion engines, drop in a battery. That's a challenge with airplanes, says Dan Rutherford at the International Council on Clean Transportation.
Aircraft are very mass sensitive, so they need to have a really energy-dense fuel.
Big, heavy batteries? Not so great. So the focus is on finding cleaner sources of liquid fuel.
Industry honestly has been working on this for a long time, and supply is minuscule today.
Most of the alternatives available are biofuels, says Laura Hutchinson at sustainable energy nonprofit RMI.
Using tallow or animal fat and used cooking oil.
Like those converted diesel cars powered by old French fry grease or corn ethanol mixed in gasoline.
Those have a lot of challenges with sustainability more broadly defined.
Growing crops for biofuel can also be harmful to the environment, and most sources have been too expensive to produce at scale, significantly more costly than fossil jet fuel. That's why Alaska Airlines is looking to promote next-generation fuels created from waste products that are plentiful, says Diana Burkett Rocco, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs and Sustainability.
There's no one solution for this problem. And so it's sort of adding yet another kind of arrow to that quiver of another pathway to produce fuel.
But she says the airline industry operates on tight margins. So support from other partners like Microsoft and policymakers will be key. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.